What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my second episode of Flame Up with TY. Now, today's episode, we're going to talk about vaping. How many of y'all out there use vape pens, use the cartridges? I had both before. I had the cartridge where, I mean, I had the vape pen where you grind your weed up and put it on the coil and the heat, you press the button and it heats up. That was like $80. And it was decent. I'm trying to describe the high. Like if you get the same kind of high from smoking weed, it's a different high. I'll say it's like a cleaner high. But today, we're gonna talk about the pros and cons of vaping, and specifically the cartridges, because that's what's most popular right now, and it is a lot of people out here selling fake cartridges. I myself has fell victim to buying some fake cartridges. I have some right now. I have some the dank cartridges, and those joints did not get me high at all. They actually like made my chest hurt, gave me a headache. So yeah, I haven't used a vape pen since around the summertime. I believe that's when the last time I bought a cartridge. It was a dank cartridge, and those are not what's up. Unless you get it from a dispensary, I wouldn't recommend the cartridges to anyone unless you get it from a dispensary, because there's so much bullshit out here as far as those cartridges. So if you get one, make sure you get it from a dispensary. Now we're going to talk about the pros and cons of vaping. One of the pros is which why I got one in the first place, because my building is a non-smoking building. Even before it was, my neighbors would, you know, trip on me smoking in my crib. I ain't gonna lie, we used to smoke that bitch out. If you know, you know. Like, that was the spot we used to, yeah. We used to get high as hell in that joint. Y'all already know. But I don't want to get off track. Like, the pen, it was convenient. Like, my neighbors couldn't smell it. So, you know, that was... I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on that, because my homie introduced me to it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's definitely what's up, because my neighbors be tripping, so let me get on that. They ain't gonna smell it. And so, like I say, I bought the pen, the vape pen, without the cartridge. You gotta grind your weed up and put it in there. Like I say, that was about $80. It was a good investment, but I still liked smoking, you know, in a blunt. At that time, I was still smoking blunts. I still preferred that than the vape pen. Like, I would only use that, like, if I'm out somewhere. You know, because the pens are convenient. I took my pen in a movie theater one day and was poofing that bitch. I was just in there smoking. No one knew. It doesn't smell like anything. So vape pen is very discreet. And if you're of age to use one, only if you're of age, you can, and don't want your parents to know you smoke, perfect. You could be in your room getting high as a kite and they won't know. Because I'm not encouraging, like I said, only if you're of age, because I'm not encouraging anyone, you know, no underage people to to do that to hide from their parents. But if you're of age and you don't want nobody to know you're smoking, that's another pro, because you can be in your room, in a bathroom, and no one will know. Even in the airports, you can bring it through the airport because they're not gonna know if that's a e-cig or not. So you good. I haven't done it, but I've seen other people do it. I'm too scared to do it because I don't know. I just think something will happen. But yeah, I've seen plenty of people, you know, take their vape pen on the plane. Even seen someone in the bathroom smoking a vape pen when I was out in Cali. So that's like the biggest pro for having a vape pen, because they're very discreet and it's very convenient. It doesn't produce smoke like a blunt or a joint. Like, you can't sit in the movie theater and light up a joint, because they're definitely gonna smell it, and you definitely gonna get kicked up out of there. And another thing, it's the potency is usually higher. But like I said, the high is different. It's like more a cleaner high, if that makes sense. If not, I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, it's just like a cleaner high. You know, but some people, like people that smoke weed all day, and they hit a pen, they're like, nah, this is not for me. They don't like it. And that's cool. It's not vaping. It isn't for everyone. You know, so let's move on to the cons. I just got stuck right there. The cons of vaping. Now, what I did when I first started vaping, I just went out and bought anything. I didn't research the kind of pen or anything. I just went to a smoke shop, because you really could buy these vape pens anywhere now. You go to a smoke shop. I didn't see them at gas stations. I've seen them at the corner store. Like, this shit is everywhere now. So you can really get it from anywhere. But it's best to do your research, like, on the best ones. So you won't go out there and get a bullshit one. Because the one I had got it. Maybe it was my fault that it broke. But because you have to clean them. The ones I had, you had to clean it regularly. And I really, I'm not going to lie, I really didn't clean it. So that's probably how my coil got messed up. But if you get ones like a vape pen like that, just make sure you clean it. And the other vape pen with the cartridges, though, the maintenance is minimal. You really don't have to do nothing. You just have to keep it charged. And that's easy to charge, because usually the chargers are, it comes with the charger, first of all. And you could just, it's a USB. You can plug into anything, laptop, Xbox, PlayStation, TV, and the wall. So this is really a lot of charging options, but you gotta keep them charged, because you don't want to be out somewhere and, man, I want to hit my pen real quick and it start flashing red and it's over with. Now you mad, you ain't got no weed. You don't got your charger to your vape pen because you ain't charge it up. You know, just make sure you do keep them charged up. And last but not least, you know, it's always risk to something. It's always health risk to something. Even with the food we eat, it's a health risk. So with that being said, it's health risk associated with vaping. Now, I'm going to read this because I don't want to mess anything up. Last but definitely not least, there's some concern out there that vaping may not be as healthy an option as widely believed. One major issue with the cannabis concentrate oil used in vaping cartridges is the chemicals used during extraction and the thinning process. Raw cannabis oil in its natural state is much too thick to be suitable for consuming. And so in order to transform it into a runnier and more liquid form, thinning agents need to be used. And that's when the health risk comes in, because they're cutting it with stuff that's kind of bad for your lungs. And so that's why I believe the pens, even when I know that the cartridge I was getting was legit, like, it's still like, if I was hitting my pen for that whole week, then I started getting, you know, chest pains, because I kept, like, it would make me cough a lot. So now I'm thinking about, I don't really think vaping is for me, but I do want to try a cartridge from a dispensary. I want to see what's to it. I want to see if it has the same effect. Like, was I buying bogus cartridges all these times? I don't know. That's why I want to see what the cartridges in the dispensary is hitting for. I want to see what it's like. And so, yeah, that's it. So if you have any comments, anything that I missed about vaping, any personal experience, bad or good, about vaping that you have, leave it in the comment section below, and we'll talk about it on the next episode. We'll get around to it. And so right now, we're going to get into the news. Weed news, what I like to call it. Now, first, we're going to start off with how much money Illinois has made since weed has been legal here. On January 1st, it became legal here. And they made, let's just say, $20 million in 12 days. Like, they checked the bag. If y'all know what that means, check the bag. That means they made a lot of money. Which is kind of fucked up when you think about it. Because people still locked up for trying to check a bag on weed. And now our government checking the bag on it legally, and they shouldn't happen to them. So if you locked up for weed, free everybody that's locked up for weed. That's what I want to say right now. Free everybody. But yeah, man, Illinois has made $20 million. That's, man, in 12 days on weed. That goes to show you how many people, like, really smoke weed. I know it's some first-time smokers that's thrown in there, but I'm sure most of the people that went and bought weed and edibles, they already been smoking. So that's why the government made it legal, because they seen how much money can be made off of this. Look at Colorado. Look at Seattle. Seattle, they got... Is it Seattle? I know it's in Washington. I'm not sure if it's Seattle. But they have so much weed, they don't know what to do with it. And it's fucked up that they can't send some down this way to Illinois, because we got a shortage of weed right now. I'm going to get into that right now. And they said that we might experience shortages for the next 6 months to a year. And shit, that's crazy. So if you don't have a medical card, they can turn you down, because the people with medical cards, they're first. And so, and that goes right into my next story. It's been a uptick in medical marijuana applications. And I think that's happening for two reasons. One, they see that these spots are running out, and if you have a card, you're going to be able to get it. They're not going to be able to turn you away. They'll say, oh, you have a card? Man, what you want? If you don't have a card, hey, yeah, man, I'm sorry, we don't have none. So you asked out. And two, another reason I think there's been an uptick in applications for the medical marijuana card is because of those taxes. That shit is ridiculous. It's already, the taxes are already high as hell. And it's going to get higher. Yep. The weed taxes are going to get higher. This summer, I believe in July, it's going to go up another 3%. Just unfucking believable. Like, yeah. That shit is crazy. I got some good news. Kind of. If you live downstate Illinois, not downstate, but if you live Springfield, Illinois, you are good, because Illinois' first marijuana lounge gets approved. We need somewhere to smoke. They need to do this in Chicago ASAP. Now, they approved it down there in Springfield, which is like 2-3 hours away from Chicago, which kind of sucks because that's a long ride if you just want to go somewhere just to smoke. Because a lot of places still don't want you smoking. Like, landlords have the right to refuse. They have the right to say this is a non-smoking building, which sucks, because if you pay rent, you should be able to do whatever you want to do in your own apartment. But it is what it is. We got to find somewhere to smoke. We need somewhere to smoke for us. We need weed cafes. It's like it's bars for people to drink. It should be bars for people to smoke. You should be able to go up. They have, just like in a dispensary, they have top shelf weed, bottom of the barrel weed. You should be able to go in there, pick what you want, sit in there, chill, smoke, do whatever. One thing I could say about Mayor Lightfoot, she is on that ass about that. Like, she really working towards that. And I applaud her for that. And I'm happy that she's doing that, because we definitely need someone to smoke. Can't smoke in a car, can't smoke outside. It's not like alcohol. Like, you can hide alcohol outside. You could put it in a water bottle. You could put it in something where they won't know what you're drinking unless they walk up on you. You can't really disguise weed unless you get a vape pen. But you can't disguise the smell of weed if you're outside. I mean, people still don't do what they do. Because honestly, I smoke outside. When it's nice out, I chill, have me a smoke. But I go like where, you know, it's not a lot of people walking by, so they don't really smell it. Sometimes I walk down the street and smoked it. You know, took that risk, but nothing ever happened, and I'm glad of it. But yeah, man, get us some place to smoke. We definitely need that. That'd be love. Also, get us some black-owned dispensaries in this joint. They making it hard for black people to get licenses. Like, they making it hard. Like, people, I was talking to someone about it. They was like, man, just go get a license. Why you won't go get a license? Like, it's not that easy. When they show on the news when people was out there trying to get licenses, nothing but white people. I'm like, damn, where the brothers at? You know, Alderman, can't think of his name right now. Man, but he's a black alderman, and he's fighting. Like, he don't want no dispensaries in his ward if it's not black owned. I definitely feel him. But at the same time, people still gonna shop at dispensaries, whether they black owned or not. But I just would like to see that. You feel me? We gonna wrap up this episode. I just seen something about, I'm gonna talk about this more on the next episode when I find out more details. But, cause I didn't know if this was really true or not. Like, it sounds kind of crazy. Like, they want to get, like, people want to get peddler's license to sell marijuana. Like how they do, like, people on the street get a peddler license for selling food on the street, but they just want it for weed. And I'm just thinking, like, how would that work? Like, they really can't regulate that, because they could say, oh, you only could sell the weed you buy from the dispensary. Okay, fine, that's cool. But they're charging a lot for that weed. So I'm sure they gonna go get the weed that they've been getting at a lower price and still sell it on the street. Now, how can the police come and regulate that? They can't, like, hey, give me that, let me see. They can't really tell if you got that from a dispensary or if you got it from your connect. They don't know that. But yeah, I'm gonna do some more looking into that to see if it's really legit. And then we're gonna talk about it some more. We're gonna wrap up episode 2. Episode 3 coming soon. Trying to nail down some interviews right now. Trying to get everything I need set up so we can start doing interviews. So if you know any local talent, rappers, singers, business owners, let me know. I want to interview them. You know, I want to get their voice heard. You know, I'm trying to take off. I want y'all to take off with me. So if y'all know anybody that want to come on the show, you don't have to smoke. But if you do, hey, that's fine. If not, it's cool too. But thank y'all for tuning in. Episode 2, Flame Up with TY. Y'all know what to do. Flame up.